I decided to prepare a completely new message, a short message, and I decided to give it the title, A Little While, because I knew I would only have a little while in which to speak it. And the message is based on John 16, verse 16 to 27. And I read these words first. John 16, 16 to 27. In a little while, Jesus is speaking, in a little while you will see me no more. And then after a little while you will see me. Some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me? And, because I am going to the Father. They kept asking, what does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he is saying. Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I said, in a little while you will see me no more, then after a little while you will see me? I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that the child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day you will no longer ask me anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day you will ask in my name. I'm not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. The Jews believed in two ages. The present age, full of suffering and toil and grief, and the coming age, an age of light and truth and goodness and beauty, which would have no end. This coming age, the new age, was also called the Day of the Lord, like the Sabbath day, which the Jews believed ultimately would have no end. The age of the Messiah, the day the Lord would come face to face with his creation. Do you find that difficult to believe, that there will be another age beyond this? We are so used to this world as it is, aren't we? It seems difficult to believe there could be another age. Yet, out of nothing, God brought forth this universe, didn't he? This universe hasn't always existed. God brought it forth out of nothing. We spoilt it by our sin. Why should it be impossible to believe in a new creation? We live in the first creation. Why can't there be another? The theme of the whole Bible is that this age is drawing to a close. Evil will grow in intensity, and then, having done its worst, God's new kingdom of righteousness will break in. Like birth pangs bringing great pain before a baby is born. In John 16, verse 22, Jesus says, so with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. Now, how long will this process last? Well, you'll have noticed the phrase that I read over and over again in our reading. A little while, Jesus says. The suffering and death of Jesus, when Satan thought he was having his way and had won, that suffering of Jesus on the cross lasted for 6 hours. Then came Sunday morning, after he had been buried for a while, and there was resurrection and joy. Christ had put to death death, and death then lay behind him forever. He would not die again. So the day of the Lord had begun. The new age had begun in the resurrection of Christ. Now we worship on a Sunday to prepare ourselves for the day of the Lord, which will have no end. This is the Lord's day, which prepares us for the day of the Lord. The time between the crucifixion of Jesus and his resurrection was that little while. Now the death and resurrection of Jesus stands above all human history. He was slain, the Bible says, from before the foundation of the world. So that little while also refers to the story of the whole world. For example, in the last days of this world, we read that the suffering will be shortened for the sake of God's people. That's Matthew 24. The suffering which will accompany the last days of this world will be shortened for the sake of God's people. It will not be long, it will just be a little while. The time when we're hearing of wars and rumors of wars may seem a long time, but really, compared to God's eternal purposes for his world, it's only a little while. And for you and me, the older we get, the faster time flies by, isn't that so? Billy Graham, when asked by a young person what was the greatest surprise in his life, said, the brevity of life, that life was just a little while. No one likes the pain that old age brings, but near to the Lord, it is only a little while. And beyond the little while is joy. So Jesus says in verse 22, so with you. Now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. He uses the phrase, your joy will be complete. Now we know plenty of joy now in this world, don't we? But our joy is always tinged, isn't it, with regret. Then there will be no regret. Joy will be, to use Jesus' words, complete. So how do you and I share in this? Well, verse 24, Jesus tells us to ask in my name, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. Not one of us is worthy of God's new age. We will never have enough time in this world to earn our way to heaven. But it only takes us a little while to ask the Father in Christ's name and say, I need your salvation. I accept him whom you have given to be Savior of the world. I thank you for that forgiveness. Is anyone here worried that that is being too heavenly minded for this world? I find that this wonderful hope gives my life on earth some real and lasting purpose, and enables me really to love God's creation, and gives me the desire to work for real good on earth for the little while that I am here. I hope and pray that this is true for you all as well. If it isn't, remember what I said. It only takes a little while to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I need your salvation, and I accept Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. We bless you, Lord, for your wondrous love and goodness to us all. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and forevermore.